This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A bill in the Montana legislature proposes to stop the State Board of Public Education from using curriculum standards if a scientific topic is not fact. Senate Bill 325 would prohibit the teaching of scientific theories, which are the basis of explaining science. The bill defines a scientific fact as an indisputable and repeatable observation of a natural phenomenon. Opposition to the bill was strong. Those who spoke against Senate Bill 325 said it would bar students from learning basics such as the theory of relativity because it does not meet the definition of a scientific fact as defined in the bill. Language in a clause laying out the purpose of the bill says that theory that is defined as speculation is for higher education to debate. The part of the bill that would be codified into state law says the Board of Public Education may not require curriculum in a scientific topic that is not scientific fact. A legal note attached to the bill also warns that it could conflict with the state constitution, which says that the Board of Public Education has the power to exercise general supervision over the public school system, as well as local school board's ability to supervise schools in their districts. Opponents to the bill included Rob Jensen, who has taught science for more than 20 years, holds several degrees in science, and won the Presidential Science and Math Teaching Award in 2019. Jensen said the bill makes the 1925 Scopes monkey trial look like a period of enlightenment. Daniel Farr, who spoke on behalf of the Northeast Rural Schools Alliance, said that it's impossible to talk about things like geology and rock formations without talking about the theory of plate tectonics. Several students also spoke against the bill, including Grayson Jakes, a seventh grader at Helena Middle School. If this bill were to pass, it would put students like me at a disadvantage if we were to pursue a career in science because I would not have learned many of the concepts my peers had, Jakes said. Another bill in the Montana legislature would allow doctors and other medical professionals not to provide care over their own personal, moral objections to a patient or a policy. After intense debate Monday, the Montana House of Representatives advanced the bill that would allow doctors, nurses, and others in the healthcare field, including insurance companies, not to provide care to which they have a moral or ethical objection. House Bill 303 passed second reading 65-35 with three Republicans joining all Democrats in opposition. The bill sponsor, Amy Regeer, Republican of Kalispell, said objections could be made over a range of things, including over lifestyle and elective procedures and treatment. She cited abortion as one, as well as procedures that remove healthy body parts or perform sterilization, which is generally seen as opposition to providing gender-affirming care. Some of the strongest opposition came from Representative Zoe Zephyr, a Missoula Democrat and the first openly transgender woman to serve in the legislature. We heard in the sponsor's opening here as well as in the committee a list of things this is designed to fight against. One of them is gender-affirming care for people like me, Zephyr said. Zephyr argued that while Regeer said the bill is not discriminatory because it's based on procedures that people object to, not individual patients, some procedures are specifically tied to certain patients. But it would also mean, Zephyr continued, that if someone objected to hormone therapy for a trans person, they could also not provide it to someone going through menopause or after a hysterectomy. It will be a denial of care based on diagnosis, and that is inherently discriminatory because you cannot parse my diagnosis from who I am. To deny me based on my diagnosis of gender dysphoria is to deny me based on my being a trans woman, Zephyr said. The bill is expected to pass a final vote in the House before moving to the Senate. Montana State University's International Food Bazaar returns to Bozeman next Wednesday, following the event's three-year hiatus during the pandemic. The public event is from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. next Wednesday, February 15th, in MSU's Rendezvous Dining Pavilion and Miller Dining Commons. A tradition of more than 30 years, the International Food Bazaar will feature MSU international students and chefs serving traditional food from their home countries. The university's 400-plus international students represent more than 70 countries. The bazaar will feature everyday street food from more than 20 countries. In the past, nearly 3,000 people have attended the International Food Bazaar. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.